God be the glory. I praise God that at this time I can visit with you again. I can share my thoughts about our resurrected Savior. The Lord is good. And all the time, God is good in every way. I remember talking on one of our DVDs about the Lord's Supper. And I began to tell you from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23, the real meaning of the Lord's Supper, it's what Paul discusses with the Corinthian church. And Paul clearly said that Christ discussed the Lord's Supper with him in a special revelation. What he received from the Lord is what he now shares. And that's good news, because as I stand before you, before the congregation, Sunday after Sunday, proclaiming the word of God, is the same thing the apostle is talking about. That is what I, William T. Broaddus, received from the Lord, is what I present to the congregation. Sometimes it makes you shout, but then sometimes the word seems to be a little harsh. But I don't control the substance of the word. I just control the fact I must hear from God. Hallelujah. And we need to remember that the bread represents the body of Christ, which was broken in our behalf at the time of the crucifixion. We must remember that. But we must understand that the bread represents the substitutionary nature of Jesus' death. He died for us as our substitute. Had not done anything, had not sinned at all, but he took our sins to Calvary, and he paid the price. And the reason he was willing to do that is that you and I might have eternal life. And so thank God for his body. Thank God for the bread. But then we need to remember not only the bread, but we need to also remember the cup. 1 Corinthians 11, 25 says, in the same manner, he, Jesus, also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Hallelujah. The wine, my beloved, was a heartwarming reminder of the Lord's blood, of Christ's blood. Without the shedding of the blood, there could be no forgiveness from sin, and through which cleansing and a new relationship with God was made. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22, and according to the law, almost all things are purified with blood, and without shedding of blood, there is no remission. Hebrews 9, 14 and 15. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And for this reason, he is the mediator of the new covenant by means of death for the redemption of the transgressions under the first covenant, that those who are called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance. Hallelujah. Thank God for the new covenant. You know, the word covenant referred to a relationship in which one party established terms which the other party accepted or rejected. The focus of the old covenant was the written word, according to Exodus chapter 24, verse 1 through 8. The focus of the new covenant is the living word, John chapter 1, verse 14 through 18. My beloved, Christ intended the cup to be a representational reminder of him. That's why he said, do this in remembrance of me. Oh, thank you, Lord. As we drink the fruit of the vine, we understand that this act represents symbolically the presence of the Lord amongst us. Do this, he said, in remembrance of me. This means much more than just recalling the death of Christ. It means to actively stir up one's mind and to meditate upon the person of Jesus Christ. Christ says to remember me, not just one aspect of his person and work. The believer is to actively meditate upon Christ. I'm telling you, Christ has been good to all of us. Sometimes life may deal us an awesome blow, but that's all right. Jesus Christ, the Hebrew writer said, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We need to meditate on the wholeness of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. What is it that Christ means to you in total? Well, at communion table, we ought to bring all those remembrances to bear. Jesus says to remember me. Did you hear me? Jesus says, remember me. Oh, I think about from my childhood up until my adult age. I know God's been good to me. I know God has brought me out of some dangerous situation. And so I remember him when I stand at the table and I eat of the bread and I drink of the cup. I remember how good he is. I remember he delivered me from death more than one time. So God is good, and we give him the praise. We meditate on him. What is it that Christ means? He means so much to all of us, and even that you, even though you may not be able to be with us today, God is still the same through his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the cup. The cup, my beloved, is the new covenant, the New Testament. This is the essence of our salvation. This is the New Testament in his blood. The idea is that the old covenant of the Old Testament is being set aside, and God is establishing a new covenant with his people. The basis of the new covenant is the blood, hay of Jesus Christ, not the blood of bulls and goats. No, no. The relationship has not turned from goats to the very Son of God. The scripture says, do this, you do as often as you drink it. Christ very simply told his followers to do as he was doing in celebrating his supper. Set a time aside, take the cup, bless it, and drink of it in remembrance of me. Let me remind you, as our deacons or deaconess, our ministers, bring you the Lord's Supper, when you partake of it, remember Jesus. Remember him who went to Calvary. Remember him who came all the way from heaven down. Remember who they hung him high and stretched him wide. Remember him who gave up the ghost and they took him down from the cross and they laid him in a borrowed tomb. Remember him that promised that in 3 days he would get up. Remember him and that he did not stay in the grave, but on the third day, as he promised, he got up from the grave and declared all power of heaven and earth is in my hand. And so when we come to the supper, we are to remember him. When you eat the bread, remember him. When you drink of the cup, remember him. If you are a follower of Jesus Christ, remember him. Remember him in all of his splendor. Remember him in all of his glory. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. This you do as often as you drink it. Followers of Jesus Christ, I'm reminded to tell you one more time, celebrate the life of Jesus. Give glory to the Son of God. Set a time, take the bread. Set a time, take the cup, bless it, and eat it, and drink all of it in the remembrance of Jesus Christ. And this is repeated, my beloved, to stress the point that the Lord's Supper has one purpose, and only one purpose, to focus attention upon the Lord. The Lord's people are to center their minds upon Him and Him alone. The celebration of the Lord's Supper is not one to be a time for fellowshipping and feasting. No, no, don't bring your ham hocks and don't bring your chicken and don't bring other food matter. That's not the time. The Lord's Supper, you eat of the bread and drink of the cup in remembrance of Him. Thank you for the opportunity to remember you, your goodness, your mercy. And I want us all to never forget why we come to the Lord's table, or why our ministers take the supper to the members that are unable to come here and commune with the fellow believers. It is all to focus our mind on the Lord Savior, Jesus Christ. This is repeated, that part that he said, in remembrance of me. This is the point that the Lord's Supper has one purpose only, and that one purpose is to focus our attention upon the Lord. And then the apostle writes in verse 26 of 1 Corinthians, "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he come." The reason for observing the Lord's Supper, remember it says show, which means to proclaim, preach, declare, announce. The Lord's Supper is both a picture and sermon which proclaims the Lord's death, the Lord's return. One part of it is to recognize that he did die. But the other part is to affirm that he will return. Yes, he died, but yes, he will return. The point is this: Christ died for us that we might live eternally with him. Therefore, his death pictures both what he has done for us and what he's going to do for us when he returns. His death is a picture of both our past and present redemption and of our future redemption, when we shall be confirmed or conformed.
I'm sorry, we aren't able to broadcast the entire message because of time, but if you would like to hear more from Apostle William T. Broaddus, you are invited to come hear him speak at Calvary Baptist Church of Pacoima. Worship services start at 10 a.m. each and every Sunday. Come worship the Lord, clap your hands, and sing in the Spirit at Calvary Baptist Church of Pacoima. The Word is spoken each and every Sunday, and the goodness of the Lord is revealed. So come on in to worship with your brothers and sisters at Calvary. Services start at 10 a.m. each and every Sunday, and Senior Pastor Apostle William T. Broaddus would love to see you come through the door. The church is located at 12928 Vaughn Street in San Fernando, California. Call 818-896-7088 for directions and more information. That's 896-7088.